The Startup Owner's Manual, The Step-by-Step Guide for Building a Great Company. By Steve Blank. Books.kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Startup Owner's Manual, The Step-by-Step Guide for Building a Great Company by Steve Blank is an essential guidebook for entrepreneurs and startup founders. It provides step-by-step guidance on how to build a successful company from the ground up, covering topics such as customer development, product design, fundraising, team building, and more. The book begins with an introduction to the Lean Launchpad methodology developed by Blank himself. This approach emphasizes learning through experimentation and iteration in order to quickly identify what works and what doesn't when launching a new business venture. He then goes into detail about each of the 9 steps involved in this process: customer discovery, problem/solution fit, product design, business model design, go-to-market strategy, fundraising strategy, team building and recruiting, execution and scaling up, and exit strategies. Blank also covers important topics such as understanding your customers' needs, developing effective marketing strategies, creating financial models that accurately reflect your business's potential growth trajectory, recruiting top talent for key positions within your organization, managing operations efficiently while scaling up rapidly without sacrificing quality or customer service standards. Throughout the book, he offers practical advice based on his own experiences as well as those of other successful entrepreneurs who have gone through similar processes. He also includes case studies from companies like Google and Amazon, which illustrate how they applied these principles to achieve success. In addition to providing detailed instructions on how to launch a startup successfully using his Lean Launchpad methodology, Blank also discusses broader issues related to entrepreneurship, such as dealing with failure gracefully or finding ways of staying motivated during difficult times. Overall, the Startup Owner's Manual is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to start their own business or take their existing venture further. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your customer. It is essential to understand who your customer is and what problem you are solving for them. This will help you create a product or service that meets their needs and will be successful in the market. Main idea number 2. Develop a business model. A business model is a plan for how your company will make money. It should include a description of the product or service, pricing, distribution, and marketing strategies. Main idea number 3. Create a minimum viable product. A minimum viable product, MVP, is a version of your product or service that has just enough features to satisfy early customers and provide feedback for future development. Main idea number 4. Test your product. Testing your product or service with potential customers is essential to ensure that it meets their needs and is viable in the market. Main idea number 5. Build a team. A successful startup requires a team of people with different skills and expertise. It is important to find the right people who can help you build and grow your business. Main idea number 6. Raise capital. Raising capital is essential for a startup to grow and scale. It is important to understand the different types of funding available and how to access them. Main idea number 7. Develop a marketing plan. A marketing plan outlines how you will reach and engage with potential customers. It should include strategies for advertising, public relations, and social media. Main idea number 8. Create a financial plan. A financial plan is a roadmap for how your company will generate revenue and manage expenses. It should include a budget, cash flow projections, and financial goals. Main idea number 9. Manage your cash flow. Cash flow is the lifeblood of a startup. It is important to manage cash flow carefully to ensure that you have enough money to cover expenses and invest in growth. Main idea number 10. Measure your performance. Measuring performance is essential to ensure that your company is on track to reach its goals. It is important to track key metrics such as customer acquisition, revenue, and profitability. Main idea number 11. Protect your intellectual property. Protecting your intellectual property is essential to ensure that your ideas and products are not stolen or copied. It is important to understand the different types of intellectual property and how to protect them. Main idea number 12. Develop partnerships. Developing strategic partnerships can help you reach new customers, access new markets, and gain access to resources. It is important to find the right partners who can help you grow your business. Main idea number 13. Manage your growth. Managing growth is essential to ensure that your company can scale without sacrificing quality. It is important to understand the different stages of growth and how to manage them. Main idea number 14. Build a brand. Building a strong brand is essential to differentiate your company from the competition. It is important to understand how to create a brand identity and how to communicate it to customers. Main idea number 15. Leverage technology. Leveraging technology can help you increase efficiency, reduce costs, and improve customer experience. It is important to understand the different types of technology available and how to use them. Main idea number 16. Develop a culture. Developing a strong culture is essential to attract and retain the best talent. It is important to understand how to create a culture that is aligned with your company's values and goals. Main idea number 17. Manage risk. Managing risk is essential to ensure that your company is prepared for unexpected events. It is important to understand the different types of risk and how to mitigate them. Main idea number 18. Prepare for exit. Preparing for an exit is essential to ensure that you maximize the value of your company. It is important to understand the different types of exits and how to prepare for them. Main idea number 19. Stay focused. Staying focused is essential to ensure that you are working on the right things. It is important to prioritize tasks and stay focused on the most important goals. Main idea number 20. Have fun. Having fun is essential to ensure that you enjoy the journey. It is important to take time to celebrate successes and enjoy the process of building a great company. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your customer is essential for any successful business. It involves researching and understanding the needs, wants, and preferences of your target market. This research should include gathering data on demographics, psychographics, buying habits, lifestyle choices, and more. By doing this research, you can create a product or service that meets their needs and will be successful in the market. It's also important to understand how customers interact with your product or service. You need to know what motivates them to purchase it as well as what keeps them coming back for more. Understanding customer behavior helps you develop strategies that will increase sales and loyalty. Finally, it's important to stay up to date on trends in the industry so you can anticipate changes in customer demand before they happen. This allows you to adjust quickly when needed while still meeting customer expectations. Main idea number 2. Developing a business model is an essential part of starting any new venture. It should include a description of the product or service, pricing, distribution, and marketing strategies. The goal is to create a plan that will generate revenue and profits for the company in the long term. When creating your business model, it's important to consider all aspects of your company's operations. This includes understanding customer needs and wants, researching competitors, analyzing market trends, and developing effective sales channels. Additionally, you should also consider how you will finance your venture as well as what resources are needed to make it successful. Your business model should be flexible enough to accommodate changes in technology or customer preferences over time. You may need to adjust pricing or add new products/services if necessary. Additionally, you must ensure that all elements of the model work together harmoniously so that they can help drive growth for your company. Finally, once you have developed a solid business model, it's important to review it regularly and make adjustments when necessary. Doing this will help ensure that your company remains competitive in its industry while continuing to generate profits. Main idea number 3. Creating a minimum viable product, MVP, is an important step in the development of any new product or service. It allows you to test out your idea with real customers and get feedback that can be used to refine and improve it before investing too much time, money, and effort into its full-scale launch. An MVP should have just enough features to satisfy early adopters while still providing valuable insights for future development. The process of creating an MVP begins by identifying the core problem that your product or service will solve. Once this has been established, you can then focus on developing a prototype that addresses this issue in the most efficient way possible. This could involve using existing technology or building something from scratch, whatever works best for your particular situation. Once you've created a working prototype, it's time to start testing it with potential users. This will give you invaluable feedback about what works well and what needs improvement before launching the full version of your product or service. You may also want to consider running surveys or interviews with customers during this stage so that you can gain further insight into their needs and preferences. Finally, once all necessary changes have been made based on customer feedback, it's time to launch your minimum viable product. Doing so will allow you to gather even more data about how people are using your solution, which can then be used as part of ongoing improvements over time. Main idea number 4. Testing your product or service is an important step in the process of launching a successful business. It allows you to identify any potential issues with the product before it reaches customers and can help you make improvements that will ensure customer satisfaction. Testing should involve both internal testing by your team as well as external testing with potential customers. Internal testing should focus on ensuring that all features work correctly and that there are no bugs or glitches in the system. External testing should involve getting feedback from real users about their experience using the product, including how easy it is to use and whether they would recommend it to others. When conducting user tests, be sure to ask questions that will give you valuable insights into what people think of your product or service. Ask them for suggestions on how you could improve it, and listen carefully to their responses so that you can make changes accordingly. Additionally, consider running surveys after each test session so that you can track customer sentiment over time. By taking the time to properly test your product before launch day arrives, you'll have greater confidence in its success once released into the market. You'll also be able to quickly address any issues identified during user tests without having already invested too much money or resources into developing a flawed solution. Main idea number 5. Building a successful team is essential for any startup. It requires finding the right people who have the skills and expertise to help you build and grow your business. You need to identify individuals with complementary strengths, such as technical knowledge, marketing savvy, financial acumen, or operational experience. Once you've identified these key players, it's important to create an environment that encourages collaboration and innovation. You should also consider how each individual will fit into the overall culture of your company. A good team should be able to work together effectively while still allowing each member to bring their own unique perspective and ideas to the table. Additionally, it's important that everyone on the team shares a common vision for what they want to achieve with your startup. Finally, make sure that all members of your team are committed and motivated by offering incentives such as equity in the company or bonuses based on performance goals achieved. This will ensure that everyone is working towards achieving success for both themselves and your business. Main idea number 6. Raising capital is a critical step for any startup. It can provide the resources needed to develop and launch products, hire staff, and expand operations. There are several different types of funding available to startups, including venture capital, angel investors, crowdfunding platforms, government grants and loans, bank loans or lines of credit. When raising capital, it's important to understand the different sources of funding available and how they work. Venture capitalists typically invest in companies that have already achieved some level of success, while angel investors may be willing to take more risks on early-stage startups. Crowdfunding platforms allow entrepreneurs to raise money from a large number of people who believe in their product or service. Government grants and loans can also be helpful for certain types of businesses. It's also important to consider the terms associated with each type of financing when deciding which option is best for your business. For example, venture capitalists often require equity in exchange for their investment, while angel investors may offer convertible debt or other forms of financing with less stringent requirements. Finally, it's essential that you do your research before approaching potential investors so you know what kind of deal structure will work best for both parties involved. Understanding the various options available will help ensure that you make an informed decision about which source is right for your company. Main idea number 7. Developing a marketing plan is essential for any business. It should include strategies to reach and engage potential customers, as well as plans for advertising, public relations, and social media. A successful marketing plan will identify the target audience of the product or service being offered, determine how best to reach them through various channels such as print ads, radio spots, television commercials, or online campaigns. Additionally, it should outline what type of message needs to be communicated in order to effectively promote the product or service. The plan should also consider budget constraints when determining which channels are most effective for reaching the desired audience. Once these decisions have been made, it is important that they are implemented consistently across all platforms in order to ensure maximum impact from each campaign. Finally, metrics need to be established so that progress can be tracked and adjustments can be made if necessary. By developing a comprehensive marketing plan, businesses can ensure their products and services are seen by the right people at the right time with an appropriate message that resonates with their target market. Main idea number 8. Creating a financial plan is an essential step for any business. It helps to ensure that the company has enough money to cover its expenses and reach its goals. A financial plan should include a budget, cash flow projections, and financial goals. The budget should outline how much money will be spent on each expense category, such as payroll, rent, utilities, marketing costs, etc., while the cash flow projections will help you anticipate when income and expenses are due so that you can manage your finances accordingly. The financial goals of your business should also be included in the plan. These could include short-term objectives such as increasing sales or reducing overhead costs, or long-term objectives like expanding into new markets or launching new products. Having these goals outlined in advance will help keep everyone focused on achieving them. Finally, it's important to review your financial plan regularly to make sure it is still relevant and up to date with current market conditions. This way, you can adjust your strategy if needed and stay ahead of potential problems before they arise. Main idea number 9. Managing cash flow is essential for any startup. It involves tracking the money coming in and out of your business, as well as making sure you have enough funds to cover expenses and invest in growth. To do this effectively, it's important to create a budget that outlines all of your expected income and expenses. This will help you identify areas where you can save money or make more efficient use of existing resources. You should also track your actual spending against the budget on a regular basis so that you can adjust accordingly if needed. Additionally, it's important to keep an eye on cash reserves so that you don't run into financial trouble if unexpected costs arise or revenue drops unexpectedly. Finally, consider ways to increase cash flow, such as offering discounts for early payments from customers or negotiating better terms with suppliers. By managing your cash flow carefully, you can ensure that there are always sufficient funds available for running operations and investing in growth opportunities. Main idea number 10. Measuring performance is an important part of running a successful business. It allows you to track progress and identify areas for improvement. By measuring key metrics such as customer acquisition, revenue, and profitability, you can gain insight into how your company is performing in comparison to its goals. This information can help inform decisions about where to focus resources and efforts. It's also important to measure the performance of individual employees or teams within the organization. This helps ensure that everyone is working towards the same objectives and that each team member is contributing their fair share. Performance measurement should be done on a regular basis so that any issues can be identified quickly and addressed before they become major problems. Finally, it's essential to review your performance measurements regularly in order to make sure that your company remains on track with its goals. If there are any discrepancies between actual results and expected outcomes, then corrective action needs to be taken immediately in order to get back on course. Main idea number 11. Intellectual property, IP, is a term used to describe creations of the mind, such as inventions, literary and artistic works, designs, and symbols. It can also refer to any confidential business information or trade secrets. Protecting your intellectual property is essential for ensuring that your ideas and products are not stolen or copied by others. There are several ways you can protect your IP. You should consider registering patents, trademarks, or copyrights for any unique products or services you create. This will give you exclusive rights over them and prevent anyone else from using them without permission. Additionally, it's important to keep all confidential information secure with non-disclosure agreements when sharing it with third parties. You should also be aware of potential infringement on your IP rights by monitoring competitors' activities in the marketplace. If someone does infringe upon your IP rights, then take legal action against them if necessary. Finally, make sure that all employees understand their obligations regarding protecting company IP through training sessions and clear policies. Main idea number 12. Developing strategic partnerships is an important part of growing a business. By forming relationships with other businesses, you can gain access to new customers, markets, and resources that would otherwise be unavailable. It is essential to find the right partners who will help your business reach its goals. When looking for potential partners, it's important to consider their strengths and weaknesses in relation to yours. You should also think about how they could benefit from working with you and vice versa. For example, if one company has a strong customer base but lacks technical expertise while another has great technology but needs more customers, then these two companies could form a mutually beneficial partnership. Once you have identified potential partners, it's time to start building relationships with them. This involves getting to know each other better through conversations or meetings so that both parties understand what they can offer each other. Once trust is established between the two parties, formal agreements can be made outlining the terms of the partnership. By developing strategic partnerships with other businesses, you can open up new opportunities for growth and success for your own business. With careful consideration and planning on both sides of the relationship, these partnerships can become invaluable assets in helping your business reach its full potential. Main idea number 13. Managing growth is essential for any business that wants to scale and succeed. It involves understanding the different stages of growth, setting goals, and creating strategies to reach those goals. At each stage of growth, there are different challenges that must be addressed in order to ensure success. The first step in managing your growth is to identify where you are currently at in terms of size and resources. This will help you determine what type of strategy needs to be implemented for the next phase of development. Once this has been established, it's important to set realistic goals based on your current capabilities and resources available. It's also important to create a plan for how these goals can be achieved over time. This should include an analysis of potential risks as well as opportunities that could arise during the process. Additionally, it's important to consider how changes in technology or customer preferences may affect your plans. Finally, it's essential that you monitor progress regularly so that adjustments can be made if needed along the way. By taking a proactive approach towards managing your growth, you can ensure that your company continues its upward trajectory without sacrificing quality. Main idea number 14. Building a strong brand is essential to differentiate your company from the competition. It involves creating an identity that customers can recognize and trust, as well as communicating it effectively. To build a successful brand, you must first identify what makes your business unique and how you want to be perceived by customers. This includes defining your mission statement, values, target audience, and desired customer experience. Once you have identified these elements of your brand identity, it's time to create visuals that represent them. This could include logos or other graphics that will help people recognize your company quickly and easily. You should also consider developing a tagline or slogan that captures the essence of what makes your business special. Finally, once you have created all the necessary visual elements for your brand identity, it's important to communicate this message consistently across all channels, including social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter, so potential customers are aware of who you are and what sets you apart from competitors. Main idea number 15. Leveraging technology is an important part of running a successful business. Technology can help you increase efficiency, reduce costs, and improve customer experience. It is essential to understand the different types of technology available and how to use them in order to maximize their potential benefits. For example, cloud computing allows businesses to store data remotely instead of on physical servers or hard drives. This reduces the need for expensive hardware and makes it easier for employees to access information from any location with an internet connection. Additionally, automation tools such as chatbots can be used to streamline customer service processes by providing quick answers to frequently asked questions. Businesses should also consider investing in analytics software that can track key performance indicators, KPIs, such as website traffic or sales conversions. This type of software provides valuable insights into customer behavior, which can then be used to optimize marketing campaigns or product offerings. Finally, leveraging social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter can help businesses reach new customers while engaging existing ones through targeted content. Social media also offers opportunities for companies to build relationships with influencers who have large followings that could potentially lead more people back towards your brand. Main idea number 16. Creating a strong culture starts with understanding the values and goals of your company. It is important to ensure that these values are reflected in all aspects of the business, from hiring practices to customer service. Once you have established what your core values are, it is essential to communicate them clearly throughout the organization. This will help create an environment where everyone understands and embraces those values. It is also important to provide employees with opportunities for growth and development within the company. This can be done through training programs, mentorship initiatives, or other activities that allow employees to develop their skills and knowledge base. Additionally, providing recognition for outstanding performance can help motivate employees and foster a sense of pride in their work. Finally, creating a positive working environment should be at the forefront when developing a culture. Encouraging collaboration between teams as well as open communication channels will help build trust among colleagues while fostering creativity and innovation. Main idea number 17. Managing risk is an essential part of running a successful business. Risk management involves identifying, assessing, and prioritizing risks in order to minimize their impact on the organization. It also includes developing strategies to manage those risks and monitoring them over time. When it comes to managing risk, there are several key steps that should be taken. First, identify all potential sources of risk for your company. This could include financial risks such as market volatility or operational risks such as supply chain disruptions. Once you have identified these sources of risk, assess each one individually in terms of its likelihood and potential impact on the organization. Once you have assessed the different types of risk associated with your business operations, prioritize them according to their level of importance. Develop strategies for mitigating each type of risk based on its priority level and implement those strategies accordingly. Finally, monitor the effectiveness of these strategies over time so that any changes can be made if necessary. By taking proactive steps towards managing risk within your organization, you can ensure that unexpected events do not derail your progress or cause significant damage to your bottom line. Main idea number 18. Preparing for an exit is a critical step in the process of building a successful company. It involves understanding the different types of exits available and how to best prepare for each one. There are three main types of exits: acquisition, IPO, initial public offering, and merger. Each type has its own unique set of considerations that must be taken into account when preparing for it. When preparing for an acquisition, you need to understand what potential buyers are looking for in terms of financials, customer base, product offering, competitive landscape, and other factors. You also need to ensure that your business is attractive enough to draw interest from potential acquirers. This includes having a well-defined strategy and clear value proposition. For an IPO or merger, you will need to have all the necessary documents ready, such as financial statements and legal paperwork. Additionally, you should make sure that your company meets all regulatory requirements before going public or merging with another firm. Finally, regardless of which type of exit you choose, it is important to plan ahead by creating detailed plans on how the transition will take place, including who will manage operations during this period, as well as any changes needed in order to maximize value upon completion. Main idea number 19. Staying focused is a key factor in achieving success. It can be difficult to stay on track when there are so many tasks and goals competing for your attention, but it is essential if you want to make progress. To stay focused, prioritize the most important tasks first and set aside time each day to work on them. Make sure that distractions like emails or social media don't take away from this dedicated focus time. Additionally, break down large projects into smaller chunks so that they are easier to manage and complete. It can also help to have an accountability partner who will check in with you regularly about your progress towards your goals. This person should be someone who understands what you're trying to achieve and can provide support when needed. Finally, remember that staying focused requires discipline. It won't happen overnight, but with practice it will become easier over time. Main idea number 20. Having fun is an important part of the journey to building a great company. It's essential to take time out from the hard work and celebrate successes, no matter how small they may be. This will help keep morale high and ensure that everyone involved in the process enjoys it. It can also be beneficial to plan activities outside of work that are related to your business goals. For example, if you're working on developing a new product or service, why not organize a team outing where you can brainstorm ideas together? Or if you're trying to increase customer engagement, why not host an event for customers so they can get more familiar with your brand? No matter what type of activity you choose, having fun should always be at the forefront of your mind when running a business. Not only will it make the experience more enjoyable for everyone involved, but it could also lead to better results in terms of productivity and creativity. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.